turning to the KRDO Newsline here at 437. I'm joined by a friend of the show, ABC's Andy Field. And get this, more than 186,000 restaurants flooded the federal government with applications for money as a part of a relief fund in just the first 2 days. Andy, let's talk about this and just how much relief there is out there and how crucial this is for many restaurateurs throughout the nation.
Well, for the folks who are still in business and survived all this, it's a godsend because as they slowly open up, many of them are deeply in debt from bills that haven't been paid, for rent that got extended, all these types of things, even though they had those PPP loans. Most of it wasn't enough to cover all the bills. So this is part of the new COVID relief bill that just passed a few months ago that President Biden got through the Senate with no Republican votes. And this part of it allows up to $10 million per establishment to help pay those bills. It's not a loan. It is simply a grant that you have to apply for with the Small Business Administration. Now, $10 million sounds like a lot of money, and it is. Certainly that much is not going to go to each one of these places because it's $5 million per location and $10 million for a total. So if you have two restaurants, for example, you can apply for up to $10 million to pay everything from utilities to damaged appliances to past rent. All of these things will help those restaurants stay in business. And a lot of them have applied for it. All of this is supposed to be targeted to smaller businesses, to veteran-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, minorities, disadvantaged, so that these big restaurant chains are likely not to get a piece of any of this.
Yeah, we'd hope so, because again, we saw when the PPP loans were first announced how many of the big major companies were taking advantage of that. But a lot of the issues still, you know, aren't going away for many restaurant owners, especially the smaller ones, because I've seen a lot of help wanted signs. We've talked with a lot of businesses here on KRDO News Radio that simply just can't find enough help to get back open to the expanded capacities that we're seeing here in Colorado. I'm sure that's the case across the country.
There's a lot of reasons for that. Number one, primarily, is the people who are on unemployment figure they can make more staying on unemployment than going back to work for a restaurant. And it's not because they couldn't make good money at a restaurant. It's that the customers haven't come back, and restaurant minimum wage, for the most part, is pretty low. It's not $10 an hour, $7 an hour, $15. It's a couple of bucks an hour, because if you're a tipped worker, many restaurants are allowed to pay pretty much nothing to you, and you make most of your money on tips. But if the restaurant volume is not the same as it was when you left your job, you're not going to make as much money. You may be better off just staying on unemployment. That's number one. Number two is a lot of these workers are kind of afraid to go back to work. They've found other work. Some of them are now Uber drivers or delivery drivers or doing other types of things that has more substantial work or more reliable work than what they saw, which was a restaurant business that literally vanished overnight.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how much longer. Is there any indication of how long these expanded unemployment benefits are going to be continuing on, especially from the federal side?
If I recall right, I think they would go all the way through next fall if you haven't found a job yet. I think that was what that extension was. That was one of the big sticking points with the Republicans, is they wanted it to end sooner. Saying that they didn't want to disincentivize work. And, you know, for the vast majority of Americans, they're far better off going back to work than staying on unemployment. And there are a lot of people that still can't find jobs. There are big chunks and segments of our country that have not returned to normal. There are companies that have learned to do with far fewer people during the pandemic. So even if we get back to normal and we're not as worried about a virus killing us, it doesn't necessarily mean that all these jobs are going to come back.
Yeah, it's definitely something interesting and obviously not going to be solved overnight. Luckily, you know, we almost didn't get into this overnight, although it felt like it. You know, one day everything was normal, the next day it just snapped all the lockdowns. But yeah, this is going to take a long time to recover, but hopefully we'll start to make some of those key things come back and back. And again, a lot of money out there for those restaurants and those small businesses, especially that were so impacted last year by the shutdowns nationwide. Andy, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you soon here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.